Paul Rousen, the managing director at World at Work, here to help us understand the numbers and the results of this poll. And Paul, happy Independence Day weekend to you.
Same to you, Francis.
Thank you very much for being on the show this afternoon. What'd you take out of the numbers here? And we have them posted at federalnewsradio.com. What'd you see when you looked at them?
Well, I think it said two things. First of all, what we saw was is that the Gallup poll, which we really like because it talks not just about wellness or work life, but overall employee well-being, which is a term that we're seeing really play out as more important, especially in these tough times that employees are going through. But when we look at the numbers, we notice that the federal worker really has a greater sense of well-being, but it's away from work. At work, we're finding that's a slightly different story compared to the other sectors.
What do you think is driving that? That was the first thing that jumped out at me, is that federal employees are happier in their lives overall, but feel kind of disconnected at work.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that are happening right now in the workplace. Number one, we all know that there's a lot of scrutiny over the size of the federal workforce. We also know that there is a tremendous concern over things such as, will pay be frozen? Will retirements be affected from moving from the top three to the top five? But then when you add on top of that some issues that have been brewing over time, what we most notice is, and we keep an eye on, which we see in the private sector as well, is how strong is the relationship and the bond between employee and manager? And that's where I think we're seeing probably some of the most telling differences. And, you know, I always like to look at it this way, where there's maybe a problem, there's a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. You certainly know the old saying that people don't leave jobs, they leave bosses, and maybe that fits with what we're seeing in these numbers, where people aren't unhappy enough to the point of wanting to leave their jobs, but expressing their situations with their bosses through numbers like we see in the survey.
I think that's very true.
As we look at these numbers overall, the 42% of feds have positive relationships with their managers compared to 48% of non-government workers. The spread is significant but not huge, so it does indicate that maybe the government's not tremendously terribly far behind what people are seeing in the private sector.
Well, you know, if you look at numbers alone, that that can be true, Francis, but I guess the real question is qualitatively and quantitatively, what if the difference were among your top performers? What if it were your top performers that were the most disenchanted during this time frame, and they're the ones in which you lost the greatest amount of engagement?
You and I have talked before on a number of occasions about the whole engagement process and the ways to kind of cement engagement. Was there anything new or anything different that you saw in these numbers that a manager could really take some action on, could do something about?
Well, you know, once again, I think, first of all, it's not just incumbent on managers. It's incumbent on employees. Let's not forget that communication is a two-way street. So I think there's always an opportunity for an employee to walk into a manager's office and say, and take ownership and leadership and say, you know what, I really wish that I had a better handle on how my job is connected to the mission of this organization. And then the manager has to create an environment where there isn't a fear factor around inviting or entertaining that discussion once it happens. It's amazing what happens when, you know, there's bridge building. And anyone who's built a bridge knows, and if you've seen the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, it had to come together in the middle, in both sides. And now it's a beautiful structure and does a great job.
If I'm one of these managers that folks are talking about in this poll, and I'm maybe not the best communicator, and I will want to go to my employees and try to do something about that, how do you open that dialogue in a way that is genuinely sincere and not in a way that looks like, oh, I'm just trying to go through the motions and make it look like I'm trying to open things up?
Well, I think sincerity begins with your intent. So first of all, you have to want to make it better. Second of all, you know, I don't think managers can do this on their own. First of all, they need to do it as a team. And then, quite frankly, my challenge is to the HR community is to realize that all of the things that human resources hopes that managers will do, hope is not a strategy for success. It really takes training the managers, giving them the resources and the tools and the commitment so that they can go into these conversations with confidence, that they know the resources they have available to them, they know how the policy will support them, policy framework will support the things that the managers do, and I think that that's really, really important. So, you know, we can't send, just like we wouldn't send a warfighter out to war, and I'm not suggesting that working with employees is war, but what I would suggest is that the goal here is to get the employee engaged, and we wouldn't send managers and shouldn't send managers out there without the tools and the training they need to do the job.
Paul Rousen, always great to talk to you, my friend. Thanks for spending some time with me this afternoon.